Correct. No extra charge for bag searches. Very good.
Thank you. gonna, I don't know, explain why I'm not welcome. It's all,
What's your name?
Torsten.
Riley, nice to meet you. Have you been coming to Hillsong for a while, or not really?
No, I visited the Hillsong in many locations in Australia.
Okay.
And so the one that was explicit regarding that Hillsong had a global ban against me was the Hillsong in Brisbane.
Okay.
So that's why I'm just sort of curious.
Said to me that you, I'm one of the pastors here on staff.
Okay.
They just said that you were not feeling welcome at some of the places. Or...
I visited the Hillsong churches in Australia.
In Australia, yeah.
And all of the Hillsong churches in Australia.
You visited all of them?
No, not all of them, but all of them actually kicked me out.
You out.
Yeah, they did. And the Hillsong Church in Brisbane made it clear that there was a global ban against my person on all the Hillsong campuses. So I just want to, get to the bottom of what's the reason for this global ban?
When you say your person, what was the reason?
Well, that's what I want to know. Because he also makes these overt claims of welcoming everybody, but there is apparently a policy in place that bans my person from entering any of the campuses. This was made explicit by the Hillsong in Brisbane.
Okay. What would your person be? When you say my person, what are they referring to?
Well, this is what I don't know, and that's why I want to know, why am I not welcome?
Right now, I don't know why you wouldn't be, but I'm guessing that there's something going on that you've not said so far. That'd be the only reason.
Well, is it possible to find out? Because I would really like to know, what am I accused of? And what is the reality basis for those whatever accusations?
What are you accused of? What were you banned for? Why were you banned?
Well, this is what I want to know. Why am I banned?
This is a confusing question. Charleston, what is it?
Torsten. I'll give you my...
Torsten, as in on the periodic table. Oh, that's tungsten.
I'll give you my contact details.
So, Torsten, you said so far that you've been to a few places in Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've banned you. And...
Those are my contact details.
I'm a bit confused. As to there'd be a reason why they are.
Yeah, so basically, your name was Simon, right?
Say again?
Simon was your name?
Sam. Sam and Ian.
Sam and Ian, okay. So, now you have my contact details, and I just want to find out, on what, who's a person in hierarchy that is above you that would be able to answer that question? Because you don't seem to know.
Well, at the moment, I can't answer the question because you've not told me why.
Well, then I want to know why.
Nothing, never given you a reason.
There has never been a reality-based reason, and there has never been any biblical reason. So I want to know what is the reality-based reason for this. And this is made clear from the headquarters in Sydney. They made it clear to Hillsong in Brisbane that I am banned. And it has been confirmed from Hillsong in Hobart as well that there is a global policy that I'm not welcome to any of the Hillsong campuses globally.
That sounded like you know a reason, but you don't believe there's a biblical reason.
I'd like to know what the reality-based reason. What are the specific accusations against my person? That is, what is the reason why I am? It's already been confirmed that there is a global ban, and I'd like to know why.
The is there a, what's the global ban, be it biblical or reality? What's the global ban that you've been, what's the reason you've been given?
Well, there hasn't been given a reality-based reason.
You said that, yeah. So what is the reason, whether you agree with it or whether it's biblical or what you believe?
So I actually emailed repeatedly to find out what is the reason. So that is why
I'm what is the reason?
Yeah, so that, because I continue to ask by email for provision of a reason, that's why I'm here today. Because if you're not responding to email, then I visit, because I want to know why.
I can't give you a reason. I'm confused.
Okay. Sam and Ian, who is it, the person? Sam yeah. And Ian. Yeah. The person that is above you in the hierarchy here in London. Can you please ask that person, why is tourism banned?
I can ask, but they would say the same as me, because you've not wanting to cause any unnecessary friction, but you still haven't told me what Brisbane and Sydney gave as a reason, and any reason. They would never just say, you're not welcome.
Actually, they do.
Reason whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah. And what?
I don't believe you.
Okay. Well, actually, exactly. This is what I did in Brisbane as well. They said, if you want to talk about it, if you want to know more, let's set up a meeting during the week. So I contacted and asked, let's have that meeting while I'm here in Brisbane. Tell me, I want to know why there is a global ban against my person. And they also refused to give a reason, a reality-based reason. So that this is why I'm here. I want to know, what is the reality-based reason? And you say you don't know, so can you please ask the Greek people that are higher up in the hierarchy here in London to find out? I want to know why.
I can't do that because there's no, this conversation isn't making sense.
Okay, well, let me try to be very clear. It's confirmed that there is a global ban against me.
Against you.
Yeah, that I am not allowed to visit any services on any Hillsong campus or Hillsong family related service anywhere in the world. This is
this is
my question to you. Why?
What, did you do something?
That's exactly my question. Did I do something? What am I accused of?
There would only... It feels like there's something you're not saying.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry that if you feel that there's something that Hillsong is not saying, because I have repeatedly asked. And Sam, that's why I'm asking you,
right.
Who is the person that is in charge of Hillsong in London?
But the question is, my answer still stands. This doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't feel like we're getting anywhere. Because unless I was to ring Sydney or ring Brisbane, which I'm not going to do.
Well, why not? You can call them. I mean, it's 8 hours. I mean, they're going to be open.
Because so far, what can I say to them? I've met a guy. This is his name.
Yeah,
he said he's been banned, but he won't tell me why.
They will know my name. They know my name.
So this is what makes me think that there's something that's happened.
Yeah, so something has allegedly happened. I'd like to know what. What is the accusation?
What has allegedly happened, do you know?
Please tell me. I want to know what is Hillsong accusing me of? Why does Hillsong have a global ban against my person?
I'm like you, I'm still confused, because I get the feeling you know a reason, but you don't believe that's real, the real reason.
Well, can you please tell me the real reason?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Can you please ask the person that is in charge here in Hillsong?
Until I'm satisfied that there's a reason, that there's no other reason whether you agree with it or not, then the conversation would make as much sense to them as it would to me.
No, but actually, what they did in other campuses, they did exactly as you suggested. What if I call to Sydney? Well, that's what they did, and in Sydney confirmed that I am banned, and I have contacted them, and they know. only 2 weeks ago, I was kicked out of the Hillsong in Stockholm. And, you know, so I want to know why. And I've repeatedly asked their pastor, called Andreas Nielsen, why, and he refuses to answer the email. And that's why I step into your location to ask, please give me the reason why.
Where are you from, Stockholm, Sweden?
I grew up in Canada, so Canada is mostly my cultural identity, but my residence is in Sweden.
Residence is in Sweden, okay. And you've been asked not to go to Brisbane, to Sydney, to any?
Well, this has actually been confirmed. So we know it is a fact that there is a global ban against my person on all Hillsong campuses. This is a fact. I'd like to know, what is the reality-based reason for this policy?
I can't give you that at the moment. We're still going around in circles. But if you know there's a ban against you, be it real, be it not real, be it for a reason, be it not for a reason. There's a reason you... I don't know why you've come here today.
I've said that repeatedly. The reason I'm here today is because Hillsong...
But I've also said repeatedly, what's the reason? Because human logic does not say that you would be banned for no reason.
Well, in that case, please tell me the reason. I want to know.
This is, again, we're going around in circles.
Well, can you please call and... okay, well, ask your pastor.
I am a pastor.
Okay, well, who is the person above you? Who is in charge here in London?
He's my boss. Because I'm not getting what I need from you, I'm not going to go any higher than this because it's a waste of his time. I don't mean to be rude. I don't mind continuing this conversation right here, but so far it's going around with, why am I banned? Well, what reason have you been given? Well, no reality based, which sounds like a dodge of, you've been given a reason but you don't want to say, or you don't. Because if you were banned for a reason, a legitimate reason, there'd be no problem putting it in an email. So that's why I wonder why they yeah, I just...
Yeah. Well, in that case, at least we're wondering the same thing. Why did they not... If there is a legitimate reason, there would be no problem addressing that in an email, but they have not. So, yeah, this is the reason why I'm here.
Well, I'll tell you, how about we do this? Today, if you're telling me you've been banned globally, and now you've told me, then, yeah, it probably wouldn't be the best thing for you to come in here today. Now that I know, I wouldn't feel very... I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that. And let me. You've come at a difficult time in terms of it's busy just before conference week. So for all of Europe, they're all focusing on conference. But I can do my own phone call or whatever. But I'm not saying that. Yeah, I'm still confused.
All right. So,
This is your name and number. Yeah.
So you have all my. Well, what do you have? Torsten demands on that. Those are all my contact details.
So how
does this? Am I not allowed to enter today? Or
based on what you've told me, I'd feel uncomfortable letting you in. Yeah.
All right. Would you like to now? That you know, you confirm I'm not welcome today. You'd like to do a little bit of exploration. Would you please contact the person that is at the charge ahead of you, above you, to respond in an email and give me clarity regarding the reality-based reason?
If anyone responds in an email, it will be the appropriate person, but I can't promise you.
Okay, who is the appropriate person?
If you were to go on our website and find out who the lead pastors of our church here in London are, that's Gary and Kathy Clark, anyone would know that. The appropriate person, it may be me, it may be someone else, I don't yet know that, because from what you're saying so far, it may have weight to it. It may be that you're not who you say you are, or there is no reason, in which case this is, again, more confusing. But that's, I think, the best way to deal with it today is to go with
okay.
I find it the opposite. Hillsong Church is a huge church. You could come in and go anonymously. But it sounds like wherever you go, you raise these accusations, and I don't think that's healthy. you know, you could have come in here and gone and nobody would have known.
Yeah.
And I think that would have applied anywhere.
Well, see, I'm not going to be... I'm not that type of person. You know, there's going to be... right is right and wrong is wrong. And if I am wrongly accused and kicked out of... And there's a global... I know there's a global ban. You know, there's two ways to deal with it. Because I know it's wrong, there's only one way out of it, and that's for Hillsong headquarters to apologize and say, we were wrong. There is no basis whatsoever. That's the only way out. And and until that happens, I'm going to keep asking. Give me the reality-based reason. And that's why I'm here. You know, and I'm not going to sneak in here. I'm not going to be, you know, I'm going to be up front. You know, if this is what the other Hillsongers tell me, fine, you deal with it. But I want to know the reasons why. And if they have no reason, then I want Hillsong to acknowledge that and say, we made a mistake. We made a horrible mistake.
I can't promise what we're going to go away and come back to you with, but today what I'm going to do is go away and do my own investigation into what you're asking.
All right. Yeah, as an agreement, I will leave because you feel uncomfortable. Fair enough. As part of that agreement, I want to promise that you will contact me and give me the reasons.
I promise I'll contact you, but I may or may not give reasons depending on how my investigations go. That's all I can say.
That's not fair. Do I not deserve
it's
a reason?
It's not fair based on a logical argument, but I don't feel your argument is logical.
Well, do I not deserve a reason for the banishment? That is a reality based.
Yes, if you haven't been given one that is legitimate, but so far you're not giving me what I'm asking for. So I'm quite happy to remain non-committal to you as you remain with me.
When will you respond? What time frame?
I don't know. Depends on the response I get.
It's a really busy week, isn't it? With all respect to you as an individual, this week.
We've got Hillsong. So we're not in the office this week. We're at the O2 Arena for Hillsong Conference. So this week, the people that I would usually be sitting in the office with won't be in the office. We'll be at the O2. The week after, we have a week off. And the week after that, we're back in the office. But we've got phones, so I'll see what I can do.
All right. Sam, thank you for asking the question. I feel that you're not being entirely, you're keeping putting the ball back on me that I should know, but I'm here to ask why. And I think reasonably, if you are Bible-believing, affirming Christians, then you should feel the onus of giving me a reality-based reason for the policy. And if there is no reality-based reason, then Hillsong should acknowledge a mistake.
All right. Thank you for letting me know. All right.
Cheers.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, it's like, oh, I didn't have anything.